Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our Purple and Gold Point After Show. Mike DeTillo along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Place starting to fill up now as it gets a little closer to supper time. If you want to, they're giving out some gift cards and also some swag. It's almost like a tip jar right in front of us, and so you can fill in. They'll pull out the names of the people who will win it. It ain't really a tip for us, but
right.
the tip is somebody else is going to win it. And so if you were listening or watching, LSU with a 36-33 victory over South Carolina on the road. Herb, this goes down. LSU football is posting this. The second largest comeback in an away game in LSU history.
Yeah.
For them, 36-33, spotted them 17 points.
Yeah.
Two teams that have a lot of self-destructive natures built into their systems, but LSU was able to pull it out.
Yeah, it was impressive the way that, I guess, Nussmeier kept his cool throughout the whole game. I thought that he had an opportunity to really lose it at some point, but he didn't, and he kind of held it together, which I think helped the team 100%. Wholeheartedly, if you will, because that, you know, everything goes through the quarterback. That being said, I just felt like we played really undisciplined. I felt like we played unprepared. I felt like there was times where it looked like we could have been one of the best teams in the country. But it's too many self-destructive penalties, too many self-destructive plays, too many turnovers, too many catches when it comes to holding for the field goal. Special teams can't play like that. You can't be sloppy at special teams and gives teams opportunities to get the ball on the short field and turn around and score points. We're not that team that can come back from 17 on somebody that has a really good quarterback that has an offense that's going to score points in all kind of many different ways, which we're going to see here down the stretch. So we have to, you know, start off fast. We got to play fast, and we've got to play disciplined and not play undisciplined.
Herb, this is not a physical football team.
No.
You can see it. Man, up front, and listen, we're going to give props. Caden Durham saved their bacon today because the freshman back, we talked about it this morning, one of the guys has to break out. If it's Josh, if it's Caleb Jackson, if it's Caden Durham, he broke
somebody
out today.
Just anybody.
But their offensive line, and they had a lot of breakdowns too when you look at it in pass protection. Man, look at Kyle Kennard. I saw play at Georgia Tech. He's a young man from the Georgia high school ranks.
Yeah.
And he was in the backfield as much as Nussmeier was.
I tell you what, those two.
But he made two big errors late in the fourth quarter.
He did. Those two guys on either side, Kennard and Stewart, I think, they were playing very, very, very controlled, super speed, strong football. It was amazing to see that. And I enjoyed that. But here's what I'm going to say about the offensive line. At times there were really good offensive line play when it came down to having to defend those two guys. But what I didn't think we did well was it seemed as though we didn't quite understand who to block at sometimes. Because we would block down when one of those ends would come out, and then they would chase the ball carrier from behind. So I don't know if that was
nobody touched them.
I don't know if that was a scheme or if it was
it
a brain fart or something like
it
that.
It can't be.
Not against a team like this. Now, with that being said, I did see where the offensive line played very, very, very well, and they created some lanes on either six or eight hole either side, left or right. And it seemed like the running back just didn't see it and just run right up the middle sometimes. But you're right, Caden Durham saved our bacon today. He was just good enough to say, this is our guy. I think he's the guy you start, you play him until somebody else shows that. What I saw out of Caleb Jackson today, I thought that he played afraid. And I thought I wouldn't say that, but it seemed as though it was too big for him. He couldn't handle it. Like on the fourth down play at the goal line, when there was three backs in the backfield and Nuss faked, it was like a play action pass to the right, and I can't think of his name. His name escapes me right now. He was out in the flat for the touchdown, and Nuss kind of bumped Caleb Jackson, right?
Yep.
if you look at that play, the one of the defensive end, I don't know if it was Kennard or the other guy, Stewart, but they basically just dove down at the ground, basically, and pushed back Caleb Jackson as if he wasn't even there. And he never gave any kind of, like, it wasn't like a strong football move to try to stop that or nothing. And when I saw that, that reminded me of sometimes where I see people, it's just too big. The game is too big. Something's going on right there. So I don't know what it is. And then there were some times where he's got the football and he turned sideways. You don't do that as a running back. So I don't know what's going on there. So we need to address that some kind of way off the field. But that being said, Caden Durham is the guy right now moving forward. Josh Williams can be a backup, a good switch hitter. And then I think you got to find a way to get Juwan Johnson the football as well. And I was excited to see Aaron Anderson have a breakout game, what I call a breakout game today. And
for really him.
Involved. Yeah, for him.
Because I know we spoke about it this morning, that he seemed to catch a little bit of fire last week in him being more involved in the offense. And you got to find another guy, okay?
Yeah.
Because you saw South Carolina doing some things to try to take Kyren Lacy out.
Yep.
Now, again, when you needed a play.
Yeah, you go throw the ball to Kyren.
Throw it to Kyren. He's going to catch it.
Yeah, he's going to get it.
And he made a big play late.
That was huge.
Near the chalk.
The one that they called that was out of bounds, I thought that was a really great play by him, by the effort. Caught the ball, but then the
only thing bad is his knees.
Yeah, he was on the ground. Yeah. That's fine, but the effort is there, right?
Yeah.
You're showing me that you're at least trying. You're giving me some great ability to say that you're self-motivated to do this. The other one was the long catch at the one after that, where he kind of dropped the ball at the end, but he made a football move. He got up the field like 6 yards, and the ball came out. He was out of bounds.
The thing is, he had both feet in bounds, and he turned up field.
And he got out of bounds, and he was out of bounds at that point. You're done. So, yeah, but no, Kyren Lacy is your guy, period. And Daniels played very well today.
We'll be back with more of our Purple and Gold Point After Show. Mike Dettelia, along with Herb Tyler. Our Purple and Gold Point After Show is presented by Map Construction. Map Built, Build Beyond. We're at 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge, Acme Oyster House. We'll be back with some more LSU talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on our Purple and Gold Point After Show. Mike Dettelia, along with Herb Tyler. We got a short segment here before we have to go to news. Tulane has just cut into Oklahoma's lead 24-13. Darian Minsaw throws a ball out in the flat. Makai Hughes gets in, and they had to take a long look at it with their review all scoring plays. This one was a little bit closer than you'd like, but 24-13 in Norman, Oklahoma. Tulane finally got some offense and got some points up on the board. And Texas A&M taking it to Florida 13-0. I think Florida's playing the wrong quarterback. They got to go to DJ.
I don't know why you're playing Graham, but sometimes when you make poor decisions, this is what happens, right?
And get yourself fired. Do it. You can walk out of that with about $20 million, and so it ain't too bad.
Sit at the house. Strategic.
Yeah, ain't too bad to sit at the house like us and get that $20
million. That's right.
We'll be back with more of the Purple and Gold Point After Show. Mike Dettelia, along with Herb Tyler. Hey, our Purple and Gold Point After Show is presented by Map Construction. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. We'll be back with more Point After right after this news break.